planet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimensions. This is Phyllis Pricer, your hostess for the show, and we welcome you to BBS Radio. Tonight we have a wonderful guest, Debbie Papadakis, who is a master hypnotherapist, and she also has a lot of training as a therapist, a psychotherapist, and she has her own clinic. We are going to start the show, however, this evening with a disclaimer that if you are driving, do not listen to this show. Debbie is going to take us through a healing relationship technique, and it is best and really safe if you do not drive during this period of time. If you are, please switch to another station. Other than that, please listen with us, and we will do what we can to do some healing techniques. And Debbie will do this for a caller and hopefully several callers. And after a while, you can call in. But meanwhile, welcome to the show, Debbie.
Hi, Phyllis. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome.
And Happy New Year to all of you, all of us, actually.
Thank you. You're absolutely right. Thank you for reminding me. A Happy New Year to everybody. I know you have a private practice. And you also have a healing clinic that you do that you run in Toronto, and that you've been featured in Oprah's magazine in July of 2007. And you have the Hypno Healing Institute, which is located in Toronto, Ontario. And you've got a lot of training in your background. You have, I think, you have a little workshop or seminar or training session coming up shortly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we have the Hypnosis Day, which is tomorrow, January 4th.
Oh.
And this is the fourth anniversary we have, and every hypnotherapist in Canada, actually, worldwide, has to do something. And if you don't know what to do, go and talk to your neighbors about hypnosis. That's the whole thing the idea is all about.
Okay.
Usually I do a very big workshop every year, and this year it is exceptionally wonderful, because we have, I had help with very dear people who helped me out, and this morning I was in the breakfast television in Toronto, and also we had the Toronto Sun did an interview that is going to be writing tomorrow about our workshop, and then the National Post is going to have some piece for tomorrow for us also. And last Sunday I was in another talk show, CFRB 1010, and we had a wonderful show there, and that's about our workshop tomorrow. If anybody's from Ontario or Toronto, please call our website, go to our website, www.hypno-healing.com. And register, guys. We all want you all there.
Excellent. Thank you. And towards the end of the show, we're going to give you another opportunity to provide your information, phone number, and I encourage those who are in Ontario to please go and see Debbie. I've met with Debbie before. I met her this past fall at the National Association of Transpersonal Hypnotherapists. We're both, I'm a member of it, and she was given an award, an achievement award, at that organization, and we're all so proud of her, and we think it's just absolutely wonderful that we have such a lovely guest with us today.
Thank you.
I've also done some relationship healing with her as well, and I can recommend it as being very, very therapeutic, and it does work. So thank you so much, my dear. And tell me a little bit more about your background.
Well, my background, earlier you mentioned that I'm a therapist. I am a psycho-spiritual psychotherapist.
Okay.
And I am a hypnotherapist, board certified, and I am NLP trainer, timeline therapist trainer, and Reiki master, and what else? There are many other areas that I work. I train people in my hypnosis place. I train them as a certified hypnotherapist by the National Guild of Hypnotists.
Mm-hmm.
And I have developed a couple of techniques. One is for sleeping and the other one is for relationships, that is basically I took piece from here, piece from there, and I guess I put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very phenomenally great. Works for a lot of people, and now thousands of hypnotherapists and other therapists are using this technique.
Oh.
Many. Originally, we called it decoding, but now we've sort of changed the name. In some level, we call it the relationship code decoding. Again, we put it slash decoding because we started it 10 years ago or so.
Oh.
With this technique, and right now thousands and thousands of people are using this technique, and it's a wonderful, a wonderful way to heal our relationships.
Okay, now give us some examples of the kind of relationships that are healed and what it takes to undergo this. Is it a very long, drawn-out affair, or is it something that can be done fairly quickly and easily?
Well, basically, the whole idea is we all are in relationships, first with ourselves and then with our partners, our children, our coworkers, our parents, our,
mm-hmm.
you name it, anybody you meet, you are in relationship, in some kind of relationship with.
Right.
Now, these relationships are, first of all, we hold on to the memory of each situation that we have, exchanged with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Because each and every thought that we have, as we all know, I believe, that has a space, holds a space,
right.
and holds a memory.
Yes.
And
yes.
this as hypnotherapists, we usually work with this.
Mm-hmm.
But this space and memory stays forever.
Right.
And
right.
let's pretend you have a relationship with a person for 10 or 20 or 30 or years.
Yes.
And each and every situation, each and every exchange that you had with
yes.
that person,
yes.
it is still holds in our memory bank.
Right.
Now.
I have to say, we do have somebody on the line.
Yes?
Yes. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, Maureen.
I guess I'm going to tap on you to be our guest guinea pig for tonight. How's that?
Oh, that'd be terrific.
Maureen, this is Debbie.
Hi, Maureen.
Hi, and Debbie. Nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you too, Maureen.
And go ahead with your explanation, and then do you mind being the guinea pig for tonight?
I'm ready.
The relationship, let us know what the relationship, as much as you care to, that's not confidential or... You know,
right.
we'll not embarrass anybody, okay?
Right.
Okay.
That's right. And, yeah. So, and going back to my
yes.
thoughts.
Yes.
So we hold on to those memories.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often we think we need to go and have all this analytical explanation in order to heal a relationship. We need to understand it. But with understanding, we cannot heal relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding is very logical because
mm-hmm.
at the time we were, if I may use the word traumatized, and
yes.
I'm not sure if that's the right word, but
mm-hmm.
at the time that as children, for example, we were being, somebody did something or said something, even
right.
though they never meant to hurt us.
Right, they can. Yes.
That's right. We took it as a negative
mm-hmm.
negative situation, negative event.
And internalized it.
That's
mm-hmm.
right.
Yes.
Internalized it, and we still hold that memory, even though these people who did whatever they did, they never meant to hurt us.
Right. Right, I agree.
That's right. So we hold on to thousands of those memories. So if you take a... for example, or your partner or your parent, and let's think of your parent from the minute you were born or before you were born, because a lot of us do past life regressions or we do work prior to your birth.
Mm-hmm.
We hold on to those memories, including the time you were in your mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
Every thought your mother had is still in your etheric aura, in
mm-hmm.
your memory.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go back and instead of analyzing the situation, because with analysis we can clear it from the conscious,
mm-hmm.
but we cannot clear it from the subconscious, which the which the information is still holds under that
absolutely.
Subconscious.
Absolutely, the emotional record is still written.
Thank you. Emotional record that is still written. That's a wonderful statement, Phyllis. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So. Yeah. So in order for us, we can go and analyze it until we paralyze it, and it's still not clear.
Or it dies of boredom.
We see, I said something smart too, right? Sometimes I can think. Not very often.
Okay, go. I'm sorry, I don't lie, but it's good that we can laugh because I find this will help ease things a wee bit if we can just jolly up whatever it might be that needs clearing. But go ahead, my dear, you do
okay.
It beautifully.
So we can with analysis, we cannot clear those emotions.
Right.
So we have to then go, we can go and hypnotize somebody
mm-hmm.
and clear those emotions by doing regression work,
mm-hmm.
and I do that a lot,
mm-hmm.
by going doing regression work and
mm-hmm.
clear the initial sensitive event, and which could be in this life
mm-hmm.
at the earlier times,
right.
or it could be in the womb, could be in the past lives,
right.
if that's what, if
yes.
people believe in that. Or it could be in the genealogical line.
Yes, okay.
All right, so if we can go back and do regression work. Now, how many people do you know, Phyllis, that they are doing regression work? Not very many know
no,
how to do it.
No, not that many.
Some of us were doing it. I believe you can count in two hands in the
mm-hmm.
world, basically.
Yeah, well, I do regression work also. Yeah.
Wonderful.
But the number of people beating a path to my door, you don't. Any given month, you don't need two hands for.
Okay, so
yeah,
I do regression work
right.
all the time,
right,
and
right.
because I found it very powerful.
Yes.
But let's pretend for a moment you don't have the access
right.
to go to do the
right.
regression work, and I understand some people listening to this from other parts of the world.
Absolutely, all over the country and all around the world.
That's
but
right.
Maureen, you're from where now?
I'm in Tacoma, Washington.
Oh, Tacoma, Washington, okay. So
wonderful.
The other side of the world from me.
Right.
Okay.
Out in the rainy country.
You're out in the raining country, okay, gotcha.
Okay, so instead of going and doing regression work, which we can do it, but as I said, it's not everybody has access to that,
mm-hmm.
we can then go and clear the energy that those emotions are creating.
Right, exactly.
So another way, in other words, to clear your this negative emotions is through clearing through the energy.
Right, and that makes sense.
To me, it makes a lot of sense, too. Thank you. So we have one way to do it through regression, the other way to do it through clearing the energy. And I found it very powerful. But the interesting thing is, even if I do regression myself, I still go and clear the energies, too.
Okay.
Because it's even by clearing by going back to this first event and clear the event, you might still have to go and clear the energy.
Okay.
So this technique, which is called the decoding or the
yes.
relationship code,
yes.
is basically based on that theory.
Okay.
So we go back and clear this emotional ties, this emotional cords,
okay.
This emotional energy that is between the two people.
And
once you clear this energy, all of a sudden you feel lighter, you feel wonderful.
Okay.
And the interesting thing is, Phil, is that once you clear those emotions,
mm-hmm.
even the issues that are behind the emotions,
mm-hmm.
it clears by itself. The subconscious knows how to do that. Isn't that wonderful?
Wow. Okay. Well, can we try this on dear Miss Maureen here?
Yes,
we
can.
She's ready.
Okay.
Well, I have a quick question, though.
Yes, go ahead.
So then, is Debbie the facilitator in that decoding or decording, or am I the one that uses the visualization to decord? I don't...
Okay.
Okay, how does it work? I am the facilitator, Maureen,
mm-hmm.
and you basically have to sort of follow my instructions and visualize, imagine, and do whatever I tell you to do. Providing, and you know I am only here to help you out.
Okay.
I have to ask a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one question is, I'm assuming we're going to clear the cords or the energy between two people, and the one person is you, and can you please tell us who's the other person?
Okay.
And a little bit about that relationship.
Okay, there's been a few here in my recent past.
No, we need to work with one.
One.
Okay. One. You
so I want to do the most recent one.
Okay.
Okay, and that's name is Steve.
Okay.
Steve, is that a ex-partner?
Yes.
Ex-partner.
I mean, ex-partner, it was ex-boyfriend. I would call him a boyfriend.
Okay, boyfriend. I can call boyfriend. Thank you. It's nice. Boyfriend. And so when you think of this boyfriend, which in the name is Steve, what kind of feelings do you have, Maureen?
Well, I'm sad. I feel sadness.
I feel sad. What else do you feel?
Oh, kind of a sweetness.
Sweetness. What else?
It's like, I don't know if it's a feeling, but it's like a block.
Block.
Yeah, I could see a block, like around the heart.
Around the heart.
Around his heart, around my heart.
His heart or around in your heart?
Both hearts.
Both hearts. I just need to know a little bit more, not too much. How long ago this breakup, I assume?
Been almost a year and a half.
1.5. And what, when, after we work with this, you want to basically get rid of this person because this person is never going to come back to you? Or
I basically want to get rid of this pattern I have of attracting men that really don't have it together in their life financially.
Okay.
Wow.
Just a second, Maureen. This is you brought another issue here.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
To clear the patterns,
okay,
we need to work with you and with you alone. You have to, basically, if I was to work with you, I have to go back and clear the emotional issues you have, perhaps with your parents,
mm-hmm,
perhaps with the people that when you were a child you got involved with, including early teachers, a lot of friends. We might have to go back to past life, to the genealogy, to the time that you were in the womb. In order for somebody to clear their emotional attachment to negative relationships, we need to clear our inner self. Clearing the emotion with Stephen, it will maybe help you a little bit, but it's not going to clear all your patterns.
Okay.
Do we understand that?
I understand that.
If you want to clear your patterns, you got to clear your past.
Find a big broom, Maureen. We're ready to start.
Okay, but do you guys, and this is for the other listeners.
Yes.
Please, by clearing, basically, Stephen is one reaction, let's say, one result out of painful feelings that you hold inside of you.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
So, because I want to make clear when I, when I work with people, I make very clear exactly what I can offer you. If you have issue with a mother or father or some sibling or some in early age, it will maybe help you to overcome this balance. But you might need a little more time than we have here.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So, Phyllis, what do you have to add to that, this?
Nothing. You go for it. It's your baby. You rock it.
My baby, I rock it. Okay.
I'm here to learn as well as to listen. So, I guess from what I've got is, even in listening to you, and no, I'm not driving at the moment, even in listening and what you're doing to help her may well help me.
It will help you. It will help you definitely. And if we have time, I would like to take the rest of you, whoever is on the radio right now, and to the practical that I'm going to help you to clear the issues with.
Excellent.
Okay, so let's start with Maureen for a moment. Maureen, are you sitting or laying down?
I'm sitting.
Okay. Are you comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
Okay. So I would like you to just close your eyes. Are you in a safe place?
I'm in a safe place.
Wonderful. I would like you to close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths. Just allow yourself to relax. All right?
All right.
And as you relax and feel your body is becoming somewhat heavy, just a little heavy, okay? And this time what I would like you to do, Maureen, is I would like you to imagine that Stephen is in front of you. Just imagine it. I know we can all imagine anything, isn't it? And this time I would like you to tell Stephen how you feel about the situation. Tell him how much you're hurting, how much you, if
yeah,
you're angry towards him, if whatever. Now, you can tell us as much as you can. Remember, this is a radio. We don't want all details.
Right. I just feel very sad.
Tell him that, Stephen, I want you to know that I feel very
Stephen,
sad.
Stephen, I want you to know that I just feel really sad.
And upset.
And upset, but mostly sad.
And what
sad.
Else?
I feel sad, and I feel very disappointed.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just take a couple of deep breaths. Now imagine Stephen is talking to you. And just, again, use your creative imagination, Maureen. What is he telling you? It doesn't have to be true at all. Just listen what he's telling you, whatever comes to your head right now.
He's telling me not to be sad.
He says, Maureen, I want you to know.
Oh, Maureen, I want you to know not to be sad.
And not to be sad because?
That's just not about you.
Is about what?
It just is. He couldn't identify it.
Pardon me? I didn't hear it.
He couldn't identify it. Just.
Okay, but just continue the conversation between you and and Stephen. Yeah? Just, if you're yawning, that's a wonderful thing because that means you're clearing some energies. So it's not, he's telling you it's not about you, it's about him. Maybe he's confused, maybe he has some issues. Is that correct?
He's confused and sad. He has something wrong.
He's confused and he has his own issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about you.
No.
Did you hear that, Maureen?
Yeah, I hear it.
So when you're hearing that, how do you feel?
I still feel sad.
Well, tell him that I'm... Are you more sad or less sad?
More sad.
And you are more sad because... You need to talk to him, please. Just talk to him as though he was in front of you.
No, I'm just sad because I can see the potential, but I know that you can't... You know, you won't do anything about it or you won't get some help to help, you know, move it forward. He doesn't want to, so I just feel disappointed, I guess.
Are you angry, too?
No, I'm not. I'm past the anger now.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I'm past the anger. More disappointed.
What is the emotion under the disappointment?
The sadness.
What's the emotion under the sadness?
Just empty.
Empty?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you, when you just imagine yourself, you feel empty. What is the emotion under this emptiness?
It's just like unconditional love that seems like it's there. I don't know.
Unconditional what?
Unconditional love.
Thank you. I would like you to feel that love, Maureen. Can you feel it? Let your body experience that love. Let your body feel that love. Can you feel the love, Maureen?
I can feel that, yeah.
And imagine, store that love in your heart. Let your heart feel the love. So when you imagine that love, that you feel that love, and when you're looking at Stephen, how do you feel?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. It is what it is, kind of.
Uh-huh. And I want you to tell him that.
Yeah,
Stephen,
Steve,
it's okay.
It's okay, Steve.
He may need to learn something in life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you're growing and you're becoming stronger, isn't it?
Yes.
I want you to experience that love a little more and more and just spread it throughout your whole body. Allow every part of you to feel that love. Love is a healing feeling and emotion, and it's wonderful to heal anything. You can heal anything through love. The Course of Miracles tell us the only emotion exists is love.
Mm-hmm.
And we can heal everything with it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I want you this time to imagine Steve in front of you and look at the cords, that the connections you have between you and Steven. Look at it and look at the cords. What colors are those cords, Maureen?
It's one cord and it's white.
Is white. How about you, do you have a cord attached to him?
Yeah, it's white.
And how about him? Does he have another
it's
cord attached to you?
The same cord.
The same cord.
I don't see more than one.
All right. So I want you to just look at that cord. It's white. And I would like you to make that cord a pink color. And allow love and energy to come throughout your whole body and feel that love and energy. That love and energy strengthens your whole body, Maureen. Can you feel it?
Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
I need you to speak a little louder.
I can feel it.
I can feel it. Well, spread it throughout your whole body and then send love to Steven. Let him feel the love, and at the same time, Stephen has been healed, too.
Oh,
he's healing.
Gosh. You know what's happening? My heart's, like, aching in it.
My heart is?
Yeah, I feel my heart just, like, ooh.
Uh-huh. Send him more love. Can you do that? And while you're sending him love, I want you to look at him. How does he feel right now compared to how he felt 5 minutes ago?
Well, he seems more emotional. He never was emotional.
You allow him, you help him to heal. Do you understand that, Maureen?
Mm-hmm.
So send him more and more love. And imagine he's speaking to you. What's he telling you?
I just need to be where I'm at. That's what he's saying. I just need to be where I'm at. I don't know.
Okay. Are you okay? Well, you need to respect his wishes.
Mm-hmm. I have to respect that, and I do.
But at the same time, you don't need to hold on sadness.
No,
you can...
I don't.
No, you need to strengthen yourself and respect where he is.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you need to tell him?
I don't know. I just need to tell him to be happy and...
Wonderful.
I hope he can move forward, that's all.
That's right. And let him... Send him love and healing.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, he needs to be where he is, and you need to be where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot grow unless you let him go.
Yeah, I gotta let him go.
You cannot sit and wait for him. You understand that?
Oh,
because
I
at
know.
This time... He wants to stay where he is, and he needs to resolve his own issues.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like you to do is, after you turn those cords to pink color, and just what I would like you to do is just shake his hand or give him a hug and say, thank you for all the lessons that you taught me all these years, or the time, and I would like you to let you go, because I need to be strong and free myself.
Okay.
I need to find somebody else because I need to be... You see, nobody can find somebody else unless you are totally clear in your mind,
mm-hmm,
from the previous person you were with.
Mm-hmm.
So, and as you're doing this wonderful exercise, I want you to imagine those cords that are between you and him are melting down. And you're totally free from Stephen. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm. I see that.
and shake hands and say, Stephen, thank you for all you taught me.
Yeah, thank you for all the gifts.
And I'm stronger because of it. I'm wiser because of it.
And I'm stronger because of it.
That's right. And I have more experience now. I know within my within the next relationship, I will be choosing differently.
I won't be. I'm sorry, I missed the last part. What did you say? I won't be.
I will be more wiser.
I will be wiser.
That's right. You know exactly. You're closer to finding the perfect relationship that you deserve.
My kitty's going crazy.
How do you feel now?
I feel good. Thank you for
that. Once you let him go.
It's okay.
Good.
I have to move forward, yeah.
I have to move forward, but it's not only I have to, because if you do something because you have to, it's going to be a lot more difficult. Then you need to go to I desire to move forward.
Okay, I desire to move forward now.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you're feeling, Maureen.
More beauty. I feel more beauty, like.
I feel more beauty. What else?
Less sad.
Uh-huh. So from 0 to 10, where is your sadness in a scale of 0 to 10? Where we used to be and where is it now?
Yeah, we used to be high, now it's lower. I don't know, maybe it's a 4 now instead of a...
The 4 now.
Yeah.
And the sadness right now is a 4. What is it all about? Is it about Stephen or is it about yourself?
Oh, I'm sure it's about me. I don't know.
It's about you.
Yeah, I've always carried it. I don't know where it is. Maybe a past life, I don't know.
Maybe what? I didn't hear you.
Maybe a past time or past life or something, I don't know.
Well, feel the sadness that you have in your... What part of your body are you holding that sadness?
It's in my heart.
It's in your heart. Is that okay for you to release it?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, I'm going to ask you, I want you to answer me really fast, please. The beginning of that, the beginning of that sadness was before you were born or after you were born? Fast.
Before.
Is it past life genealogy in the womb?
It's past life.
How many past lives? Go back.
3, maybe? I don't know.
Go back, all the way back. Just please listen to my instructions. All the way back, 3, whatever is the number, doesn't matter, look down. What do you need to learn in order for you to release the sadness? Fast, please. What is the lesson to be learned?
Something about abandonment.
Pardon me?
Abandonment.
Abandonment, is that a lesson you need to learn about abandonment, or you need to learn something that no matter what happened, I'm going to be okay?
No matter what happened, I'm going to be okay.
And I want you to see it and feel it, that no matter what happened, you are okay. Can you see it? Look at yourself, Maureen. Look at yourself in this current life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you healthy?
Yes.
Do you have a choices in life?
Beautiful choices.
Yes. Can we honor those?
I can honor those.
Thank you. When we start looking at the, well, different perspectives, can you see that everything is happened because they meant to happen for you to learn whatever you need to learn? And look at yourself right now. No matter what happened in the past, you're totally okay. You're healthy. You can be happy if you choose to.
I can see that.
Can you honor yourself?
I can. Beautiful.
Tell me how you're feeling right now, Maurice.
I just feel like it's old, you know, it has to come through.
Allow it to come through. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. At 3, you're going to just release it. 1, 2, 3, let it go and tell me how you feel. Go back into past life. How do you feel there? Knowing that you're going to be okay no matter what.
I'm going to be strong no matter what. Yeah.
And how do you feel with that?
I feel good.
I want you to feel more than good. What's the more? What is the a state that can take you to not only good but to something more than good? I feel wonderful.
Maybe I feel wonderful. I feel good.
Knowing that you're going to be okay, Maureen, isn't it?
I'm going to be fine.
And I am fine.
I am fine.
Not only am I going to be fine, I am fine, isn't it?
I am fine.
Tell me how you feel, Maureen.
Oh, like I just want to cry a little bit.
Because of happiness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because of joy, isn't it? Because you know you're free. You have choices. You can basically do whatever you want to, isn't it?
Yes, I can do anything I want.
You can be positive, you can be negative, but you choose to do whatever you wish to. What are you going to choose?
Positive.
Thank you. Tell me how you feel right now.
I feel good.
Take that good feeling and flow back all the way back from three past lives all the way back to now. While you're bringing back all these positive emotions, these positive feelings all the way back to now, pick up the lens, come back to now, and say, I'm here.
I'm here now.
Tell me how you're feeling now, Maureen.
I just feel more at peace.
And how about when you think of Stephen, what's the feeling?
It's okay. Just, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. I want you to listen to your own feelings and situations. What we did is we cleared the energy between you and Stephen.
Mm, thank you for that.
Can you see, guys, how fast this can be done?
Pretty powerful.
Isn't it wonderful?
Mm-hmm. Magic.
Magic. Many people tell me that I do a lot of magic work.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Now, it's a very emotional, isn't it, my dear?
Very much so.
Yeah, and the release is what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about your heart? I want you to touch your heart, give a hug to yourself, touch your heart. Just basically squeeze your heart and say to yourself many times, I love me, I love me, I am wonderful, I am powerful, I'm strong. I don't know whatever words you want to use.
Okay. I love me and...
You love yourself, absolutely.
I am perfect.
I am perfect.
the rest of the world is a little wrinkled.
We're all perfect. I love your laugh, Ellen.
I love you laugh.
Are you okay, my dear?
I am just fine. Thank you for that. Thank you for the gift, Debbie. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It's our joy. You want to stay on, or did you want to go and just listen to the show elsewhere?
Oh, I'd like to listen to the program for a moment, if I could.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. All right, my
so
dear.
So, Phyllis, tell me how you feel with all that.
Oh, I was fine. I was intellectually involved, I'm afraid to say. I was absolutely enthralled by this and listening. And, of course, I had my heart in concern with Maureen because I was reaching out to her, you know, with my own heart. Because I could hear the pain in her voice.
And can you see how this energy is transformed, the moment is transforming?
Oh, absolutely.
The energy was moving out of her body, of her physical body, when she was held in that energy into her heart.
Yes, and that would prevent that kind of hurt and abandonment. I can speak from experience, can prevent you from being drawn to the right people.
Well, in some level.
It's good for you to have a good relationship.
But some level, remember, in order to do that, she has to go back and clear the major relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, yes, we can help with this, and we can help with the other person and this and that, but we definitely need to go back and clear the first relationships.
Right, exactly, exactly. We go back to the beginning, and then we move forward. Absolutely,
yes.
I understand that. And this is fabulous.
Any questions?
I don't. Maureen, do you?
Not really. There's, you know, I don't want to intellectualize it.
Yes, that's true.
It's about allowing. But I do want to know, in the process, Debbie, if you see images when you're doing this, or do you just simply stay with words?
Do I see things?
Yeah, do you see images that might be, you know, around the client when you're doing the work?
Just going to answer it this way. Quite often my client said to me, I was just thinking that, you asked me.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you know I was thinking of this?
Mm-hmm. It's magic.
I don't know. I never called myself anything than just hypnotist.
Mm.
I think also it is when you have high intentions, if I may hazard a guess, or to venture an opinion, that when you are working to the highest good for all, I think there is that rapport which is beyond and above the physical plane as we know it. And it is that which reaches out to others, and we become as one.
That's
and
right.
And therefore able to heal.
That's right.
And that's what I'm thinking it is. And so very often that's what happens, is that you see and know what the other person is. I know in hypnotherapy, very often when I would go under, when I was having hypnosis and regressions, I would know the question the hypnotherapist was going to ask before she asked it. It's like I could read her mind.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa.
Well, yes, and also we have to remember that we're all, at some level,
yes,
we're all one.
Yes, we're all connected, absolutely.
That's right. And tomorrow I'm going to do a workshop here in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it to a little further level than I normally do, and I'm going to take people not only into this very deep level of all these levels that we do in hypnosis,
mm-hmm.
But I will take them into this space to another level in order for them to correct their life issues from that area. So
right.
I had promised one of my teachers to do that, and I don't know why I was deciding for this workshop, and my mind came that, and I said, okay, I guess you're supposed to do that, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
People for a long time wanted me to do that, and I was going, well, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Anyways. Because in that different dimension, we're all one. And
yes.
Once we can enter those dimensions,
mm-hmm.
we start seeing things and understand things in a very different level. And
absolutely.
We can heal ourselves and heal others.
Yes, absolutely. I am absolutely in agreement on that.
Yes.
Yes.
And I do a lot of work, by the way, over the phone,
mm-hmm.
but from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The same way. It's not different if I'm here, because distance does not matter. Different
right.
in time, and this is all physical stuff. I do the same work over the phone, if I'm here, you're here with me.
Right. I'm just going to suggest that, again, you give your contact information.
My contact information is, first of all, my website is www.hypno. Like the word hypnosis, we cut it down. Hypno.
Yeah.
Hyphen, not the lowercase, the middle hyphen, healing.com. Healing, we know how to spell healing,
mm-hmm.
is HEALING.com.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, my name is Debbie Papadakis. You can Google me. It's Debbie, DEBBIE, PAPADAKIS. You can Google me and you'll find me right away. And my phone number is 416-760-8996. Anybody has any questions, you can call me or email me at Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at hypno-healing.com.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. If there's anybody else who would like to call in and ask questions, please feel free to do so. Maureen, are you still there?
I am. Should I hang up so that another line will be free?
Okay. Thank you, darling. We'll be in touch. You just take it easy and take a deep breath.
Thank you so much for the gift, Debbie.
Oh.
Thank you. And send me an email. Tell me how you're feeling.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. God bless.
Okay. And if anybody else would like to do this now, as you can see, if you went with her into your own healing needs, which can happen because sometimes it's a spontaneous going in when you hear someone else, which is why conferences like the David gives are so powerful, because when a group of people come together for the purposes of bringing about healings with themselves and others, it's the healing energy is just raised so tremendously.
Mm-hmm. I believe that very much so.
Oh yeah, and that's what Debbie does. She works with healing, and as she works with the people, one gives strength to the other, and then they just seem to move forward together, and great healing can take place. There's no question about it. So I feel free to do that. If you have any questions about this, please do call and talk to us, or afterwards, if you want to reach Debbie, feel free to do so. We always like to introduce new people and new ideas and thoughts and healing modalities here, and we have a lot of fun with this. And Debbie, if you would like, perhaps in a few months you could come back again and we could talk again and explore some more of these avenues with people.
Well, we can explore some past life regression. We can explore some...
Absolutely.
We can go and find the original cause of difficult relationships. We can find the contract. We can talk about contracts. We can talk about...
The contracts. That's absolutely right. The contracts we make and then we carry with us.
And we carry with us and then we make mess out of our lives and then we try to fix it.
Because we forget to release those old contracts and we move to a new lifetime.
That's right. I would love to be back. And
if
anybody wants to buy my book, because I have a book written about this,
okay.
this topic, is all in details. Please contact me or go to my website and you can get it. I am not sure exactly the price of it is because I don't deal with it, but I think is $47, and that comes with a CD that you can go and heal your own relationships.
Oh, good.
So the book and the CD is $47 and plus the shipping, I suppose. But you can go through the book with listen to the tape and heal your own relationships. It's a phenomenal work to do.
Oh, that's great. That's fabulous. What an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
So, and I take it you've used this on yourself, my dear.
I use it all the time with all relationships. I even have my dear husband one time years ago, we were in Cuba sitting under a tree and he said to me, "You know, Debbie, this person that he, a colleague at work, I'm not going to send him anything, and I'm not going to," I said, "Just a second, let's do a little bit decoding on him." And he said, "Nothing is going to work. Nothing is going to, you're not crazy, right?" I said, "Well, can we just try to just do this little exercise with your, this friend?" Well, under the tree, we sit there, and I said, "Just imagine, and just be open for," and I think we spent 3 minutes on it. All of a sudden, he says, "It's funny, I feel so good about this guy." And the day we arrive back from Cuba, the guy comes and say, "Chris, I owe you an apology for something." It was so interesting. Since that time, Chris is sold in the technique. Now we're using it all the time. Can you imagine the relationship you have with your children? Remember your child when, like my children, when they were 5 years old, 10 years old, 15, they did this and they had some difficulties in school. So I don't want to remember those negative stuff. I want to remember my children, how lovely they are.
Yes.
So what I do, I will clear the energy between my children and them.
Well, that's wonderful. That's what's needed sometimes.
Yes,
we
do.
We get stuck in raising them and we get stuck in seeing them as little children and not the adults they have become in their own right with all their, with all their potentiality. And
well, all the ancients, all the ancients used to use this type of techniques. A little bit different, but
really?
Because it's basically modified from different, from the kahunas, from,
Oh, really?
Yes, this technique has been taken by different ways, different places, and, and, doing virtues is writing about it, but she has it a little more complicated. Like she has 200, 500 page book on the same.
Well, that's a lot more complicated, you bet.
So I just would like to take 500 pages, something, and make it to 2 pages and work.
I believe in keeping it simple and,
Yes, and there are few other people wrote about this, but I have simplified it because I incorporated some relaxation, I incorporated some NLP, I incorporated some of the language, and it's a very easy to work, and it does work, and that's what to me matters.
Well, that's the wonderful thing is many people sometimes get overly stuck in rituals and fulfilling stuff, and the what we're trying to achieve can be lost in the setting up of things rather than the clearing of things. I know in many religions, after eons of time, the reason for the rituals has been lost, and they become done by rote for the sake of doing them rather than having meaningful, purposeful reasons for being in that way. Does that make sense?
That's right.
And,
right.
And I also believe that, one can be, I lose attention real quick. Let's put it this way. I get bored very, very quickly. And if somebody goes and drones on, you've lost me, and I'm off in my mind, wandering outside, playing or doing something. So that which is quick and easy seems to be much better. And also, given today's world, with people so used to things being fast and swift and so forth, people don't concentrate the way they used to. And
that's
it's
right.
Very hard to have people focus for a long period of time or something. So for me, it's common sense to have something that you can do. And sometimes you have to go over it a couple of times. You know, sometimes it may not be completely done the first time, and you go back. It's like an onion. You do and peel layer by layer, because very often what we've gone through in our lifetime wasn't done in 1 minute.
Well, that's very true. For example, if people have a relationship issues, as I said, you got to go back into your parents.
Mm-hmm.
But then you clear that, and you may still have a little bit of issues with relationship.
Right.
So then you have to go back into the past, perhaps
right.
past life, or
right.
and look for contract, look for
right.
agreements,
yeah.
Look for. And once you clear those, all of a sudden you can heal yourself
right.
and see that and it works in a very different way. So I totally agree with you, Phyllis, when you say it's like an onion. But quite often when we go back to the furthest back,
yes.
the easier we can clear things. And I've done over 10,000-15,000 cases.
Wow.
And each and every one of them, I am taking people back and clear
mm-hmm.
all this little strengths and negativity
mm-hmm.
and all that. Because we have all those tools now to tap into this hidden powers and to dispel
mm-hmm.
fears, beliefs, negative.
Yes.
And so we can heal our mind and body.
And why not? Because
and to make positive lasting changes in our lives.
Well, yes, and it also makes us happier. It also gives us freedom to do what we came here to do, which is to be happy, to have fun and laughter and light and love in our lives. And so many of us, I think, feel that we don't deserve happiness. I don't know where that came from. Guilt. Somewhere.
Again, that's a belief. You have
yeah.
to go back
mm-hmm.
and clear the belief. And then within that belief, there is a guilt connected, maybe the
mm-hmm.
sadness connected,
mm-hmm.
the hurt connected.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go back and clear all those beliefs and emotions and feelings.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, once you clear those, all of a sudden you feel free. You feel free that you deserve and that you can create all that you want to and have all that you want.
Well, yes, I agree. And for me, it's okay to be wealthy. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to laugh. It's okay to love. It's okay to stand on your own 2 feet and to be your own mistress, so to speak. And it's, you know, but so often we've been fed things from our environment, from our parents, you say, and our parents were fed the same thing. And so we feed each other all the way down the line. But we have reached, I am glad to say, a place in time and space that we can indeed release ourselves from these old thought patterns and habits and give ourselves permission to laugh and have fun and to be everything that we've ever desired and wanted to be.
That's right.
And
I am honored and I'm excited for these days in my life because we have so many tools and techniques in order to help ourselves
yes.
and others. There is nothing to make. I mean, this morning I was in the radio and for a moment mm-hmm. I said, okay, I felt for 2 minutes nervousness. I knew it took me 2 seconds to get rid of this nervousness, and I was totally okay. We have techniques and tools. 25, 30 years ago, people didn't have the techniques that they have today.
No, they didn't.
Today, we can clear anything in a matter of few
minutes.
Sessions. I mean,
yes.
I usually work between 6 to 12 hours with people and clear everything in their lives to make them, to help them create all their dreams.
And that is powerful. Excuse me, that is very, very powerful. That's what we need to do is be free to be who we really are.
That's right.
Well, there's anything else that you'd like to share with us now? We've only got a couple more minutes. But,
I don't know what else I can say. I want to God bless everybody who is listening to this.
Thank you.
To this. Thank you for having me, and I'm just going to give my contact information one more time if I may.
Yes, of course you may.
Okay, that's go to www.hypno-healing.com. And my phone number is 416-760-8996. And I like to hear from people.
Yes, yes.
And if anybody wants to do work even over the phone, I will be glad to help you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I am honored that you had me, Phyllis, and I just love you.
Well, thank you, my dear. You're a joy to have in my life also. Thank you all so so much for listening to us. Thank you for sharing your life, Maureen, and for being our guinea pig.
Yes.
And for those of you who are helped, please feel free to contact Debbie. Let us know. You can reach me at psychicworlds4@AOL.com. You can always reach me through BBS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless you all. Have a happy new year. I look forward to talking to you again soon, Debbie. And
me too. Thank
God
you.
Bless you all. And thank you. And good night.
Good night. And thank you, all of you. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.